The Sentai Review, Episode 64, Maskman Mecha. Alright, welcome back to the Sentai Review. We are on the 1987?
Yes.
Yeah, 1987 Maskman Robos.
Alright, yeah. So we are on Galaxy Robo, but I guess before we do that, let's go ahead and whore out the website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Alright. There we go. Galaxy Rubu. Oh my god. Hold on, I have to go get my chair for this.
Well, while Bill's getting a chair, is everything plugged in correctly, or did Bill fuck up again?
It's plugged in, damn it.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, good. So
while we're also doing that, Sud Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
There we go. Now we've done it proper.
God, look at this guy.
What the fuck?
Go ahead, explain away the dancing car McDonald's toy man.
Yeah, he's a bit tipsy, I guess.
Okay, look. It's got blocky elbows, like ball joints for fucking elbows, like rocket fly-off punch-you fists. It looks like it's got treads on its feet. Like, fucking tank treads, or however you want to fucking look at it. You can clearly tell it's assembled from, like, Zords itself type of thing. The chest looks like it's a car that's been flattened multiple times on top of other cars.
With the exhaust.
With cannon nipples.
Yeah, I was going to say cannon or exhaust
that
nipples.
That seem to be coming out of a boombox front plate.
That's in case they need to rock out.
Yeah, yeah, because they don't have a rocking stereo like the fucking
those weren't installed until the pterodactyls.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's got to carry around this boombox, only instead of carrying it on its shoulder.
This was the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, it's got a boombox, only instead of it being on its shoulder, it's on its chest with giant Vulcan nipples hanging
Vulcan
out of the goddamn
nipples.
Speakers.
Oh, boy.
They're more logical than regular human
nipples.
No.
Not Vulcan. Think Vulcan cannons from fucking Gundam.
Oh, boy. I'm guessing there probably is a better, clearer picture later on. But
Next. Is that better?
Fuck no. This goddamn thing is standing in some fucking fog like it's at a goddamn early-ass rave.
That didn't give you the feels?
Oh, yeah, the fists are so much clearer. That helps so much. Now you can see the details on its fucking pasted-on sticker blocks. Fucking, what the fucking shit?
Next.
Oh, look, a close-up of its nipples and a helmet.
I was going to say, is it wearing a fucking, like, baseball helmet?
Something. It looks like a fucking NASCAR helmet, but, like, somebody got into a wreck in the fucking
87.
Front plate
which Rangers out. Were these?
Wasn't this
God,
the Maskman?
God, cocksucker.
I thought I just said Maskman when I tried to talk before.
Next.
I want to say you might
Woo!
Be right.
Whoa!
He's got to
run,
be somewhere.
Motherfucker, run!
Run, Forrest,
that laser's
going
to get you! Or the cat trying to chase after that laser. I don't know. It looks like it might be being fired off a moonosphere.
Looks like his eyes are glowing.
Zordon!
Next.
Oh! He must have did a finisher.
He does karate chops?
Or
is
something.
That what I'm seeing?
Some kind of... He did some...
His arm's glowing, so
that's
maybe.
What I mean.
Well, either arm or
Dude!
Hair.
Dude! He was taught He was taught regulation Starfleet judo chop.
Yep. And yes, 87 was Mask Man.
And he must have chopped this creature and burst in whatever.
Next.
Look, regulation judo chop from Starfleet Academy.
Here's one of those detailed images which...
Preparing to zoom in.
Oh my god, this is awful.
Yeah, we can't see shit. Yeah. I can see something at the bottom where he's glowing.
Yeah, the bottom looks like the transforming into the Zord.
Okay, well, everybody will be able to see this better on the YouTube than we will hear.
Don't know who the fuck the guy is on the top right corner. It's probably the doctor, professor guy who invented it, maybe.
Next.
Oh.
Okay, so it literally is a truck. It's a goddamn transformer over here.
I told you it's a McDonald's transformer. It's a car and it stands up.
It's a car that also has a trailer.
It's goddamn Optimus Prime.
This is like Floptimus Prime. Yeah. Got fucking rejected.
Zing!
Next.
Shut the fuck up, GoBot.
Yeah, there's the Masked Man logo. And...
I would be embarrassed to drive that thing down the road.
Yeah.
With its fucking orange and blue with the white fucking stripe and everywhere.
I'm guessing this is what the actual model and actual design is.
Wait, is the engine in the fucking rear of the truck?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
How the fuck does this thing drive?
Because science, Seth.
Fucking rear-wheel drive on a fucking big rig. Yes, that's really helpful. Yes.
Science.
No, fuck science. Science doesn't do shit in this fucking case.
Next. He's got a big-ass gun.
And a mace.
And a fucking mace?
What the fuck? Why does he need a fucking mace and a gun? He's got cannons for nipples.
In case enemies get too far away for the gun, he can throw the mace.
You mean like the other Zord that had a weapon that got thrown 2 feet?
Next.
A CG rendering. Next.
Next.
Oh, he's ready for a fist fight.
Bum 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 da 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 da. No, Rocky isn't gonna know.
No, Rocky won't bother with this guy.
Rocky can't save him.
No.
Dolph Lundgren might.
No. Dolph Lundgren can't even save him.
This guy's breaking himself. What are you talking about?
But he's made from iron. He must break him.
Well, he would. Next.
Oh, what?
Dude!
Okay,
the enemy is more sweet than he is!
I have to say,
his gun is more sweet than he is.
I would say, it's pretty cool that he point blank fucking shot that gun right into the monster, though.
Yeah.
He was like, bitch, get off me. Next. See? Oh, get off me!
Is he ripping one of the tentacles off?
I think so.
Hopefully.
That's brutal, man.
Well, he was trying to rape their women.
It's true.
Trying to rape their women and burn their churches.
Yep.
Or burn their women and rape their churches, depending. I mean, you know.
Depends on what hentai you're watching, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it involves pizza.
Bow chicka.
Something for Shane to watch.
Next.
Get that enjoyable story.
Oh, there's his Vulcan nipples.
Yeah. He's shooting off his nipples.
Yeah.
Go smoke screen.
He looks so excited to be shooting off his nipples.
Masked Man Robo, use smoke screen.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Told you
stupid accuracy low and moves.
I told you those nipples were more logical than the human nipples. Next. Oh, there's this tiny saw mace.
That's his hand?
With the weakest chain ever.
Yeah, I was about to say, that would almost be badass if it looked more like the one from fucking Kill Bill, but no.
Next.
Oh my god.
Oh, he has two guns.
Wait, can he put does the robo put guns together? Is that where that trope came from? Is that the reason why the Rangers needed to start putting their weapons together to make guns?
It does look like that, doesn't it?
Oh my god.
Because I'm pretty sure up until this point, every fucking team had that giant cannon that they'd had to walk onto the battle.
Next.
Whoa, this is...
Tiny Pikachu.
Next.
What the shit?
He is not having any more of your bullshit.
Is this supposed to be like the samurai sitting under the waterfall type of thing?
Either that or he's freezing.
Then where the fuck
off.
Is the waterfall?
It's raining slightly.
It's raining. That's...
Motherfucker, he's in the goddamn Arctic. Well, that's maybe, not rain, it's snowing.
Maybe this is the emo shot. Oh, by myself.
If that's the case, it'd be his Piccolo phase.
Robot wants to be all by himself.
Next. Ha, you hit the wrong button.
No, it's over.
Oh. That was the last one.
So it doesn't loop like in your other fucking program. Thank you, Windows 10.
That's why the images weren't full screen.
Okay.
Yep.
We're going on to Great 5. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, Great 5.
Great 5.
Bam! Ooh. Oh, this looks like an improvement.
Oh, my God, that's fucking sweet already.
All right, now we got
it looks so
Space
much
Shuttle
better.
Shield, Giant Voltron Sword. I can't get a good read on... Let's go next right off the bat. Okay, now we got a little better... Oh, is he like a jet?
It's looking that way.
It's looking like part of him is a jet anyway.
Yeah, like it looks like the main body cavity is a jet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, because I keep trying to look at the fucking helmet, because the helmet looks like it's one of those, like...
It's kind of like the ship from the in space.
Funny because we made the boombox joke.
Yeah.
And now this guy's wearing big fat headphones.
Yeah. Yeah, but these headphones look like they might be able to shoot rockets out of them at least.
Next.
Oh, hey, a CG.
He looks like something straight out of Transformers, man.
Yeah.
But he looks like a Transformer rather than a McDonald's Transformer.
Yeah. No shit.
Next.
A little more detail on one of the action figures.
See, I'm wondering if the jet... Man, that's definitely a jet, but it looks like it connects to him, not that he comes from it.
Yeah, like it's a piece of one of the jets.
That's kind of like the pterodactyl. Like, it used to just kind of, like...
Attaches.
Connect to the fucking chest piece to become the actual chest plate. Yeah, because you can see where the wings have folded in and shit.
And looks like the...
You can even see a cockpit for his cock piece.
Yeah.
Lots of cock. Too bad Shane isn't here to enjoy it.
Next.
Some details. Look.
Goddamn stupid far away fucking...
Fucking Windows 10.
Why for you to not automatically zoom in?
Okay, it looks like the...
Holy shit, does he have a fucking helicopter shuriken?
Kinda.
That would be fucking sweet.
Oh, it does look like a... Huh.
Looks like the left upper side is his transformation.
Yeah. Looks like the jet's flying in right here.
Yeah.
Like up on number one. Okay. So he assembles. He's not like...
Yeah, he's...
He doesn't come from the jet. It looks like it's a pair of legs or something that goes up into the sky. Or...
It looks like the bottom is just him shooting something, so it must be like his gun.
I think that's probably his fucking...
He has that gun on his hip.
Yeah.
And then I guess
because I'm seeing all the lightning and shit everywhere, so yeah.
And then it looks like he gets the normal lightning attack. Next, backhand, bitch.
That's assuming it's a backhand and not using some kind of weapon.
Actually, he kind of is using a weapon. It looks like he's using. It's either they're clashing swords or that's that fucking helicopter blade thing.
Possible.
Next.
Oh.
What?
Completely out of context. There's no way we can understand this.
It looks like it got taken over by the enemy, or he cut the enemy's head off and is wearing it as a hat.
Or it's like, dude, stand completely still. You got something right on
time. Next.
Get it off me!
Oh, my God!
Oh, speaking of get it off me, he's about to get stepped in the face.
He's about to get a curb.
You
spot.
Either need to roll the fuck out the way,
I don't know,
or everybody needed to eject.
That looks like he's about to become subject to one of them hentais we've talked about.
Yeah.
It's aiming for the face, so...
Next. Oh, no! See?
He's got his own ball and chain stuff.
That or he's fighting with the other robo. Yeah. Shit's wrapped around him.
Tiny-ass chain. Next.
Oh, close-up of the gun.
This is my boomstick!
Next.
Oh, glowing sword. One of his finishers, I guess.
Yeah, that's definitely that lightning move thing.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, shit! Boom, bitch!
somebody got impaled in mid-jump.
Dude, that's awesome!
How many fucking times have I told you to not interrupt me before school?
Dude, he looks awesome.
Wow.
Next.
Oh, wait, that's the last one.
That's the last one.
Okay. I wanted to see him, like, finish it and, like, slam the motherfucker with the shield.
Yeah, there's them. There's the two next to each other right there. So it's like, hey, what's up?
Next.
Hey, put her there. Good job.
Shaking hands.
Don't shake his hand, man. Look at him.
Yeah. He ain't even looking at him. He's just like, here's a hand, whatever.
Next.
And
side by side.
Look at that comparison.
Yeah.
Look at the comparison. One of these swords is cooler than the other.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to rate these here Zord things.
Robo Zords.
Yeah, right. I need a tabulational device. Hold on.
We've been rating.
We've been rating one and then rating the other one. So.
Yeah.
And then we take those two scores and make one score? Cause
I think this countdown
is going to be a nightmare if we've been rating one robot at a time instead of shows.
I think we just have been rating each robo. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
Oh, Fuck. Shit.
Yeah.
Well, we might have to have a Tighten This Shit Up episode. Well, then again, we've only had, like, what, two or three episodes where it's been multi-robos?
Okay, here's what's going to have to happen. The countdown at the end of all of this is just going to have to be, like, a top 10. Because, look, from here on out, it's going to be 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 robots a show.
Fuck.
Yeah, some of them will get that big.
So, okay, so, yeah, then we'll probably end up picking
top 10.
Yeah.
At the end.
Okay, that works.
So I guess we cover.
As for fucking stupid car robot man, he has fucking won. I'm not digging him at all.
All right, the stupid car robo guy.
Stupid galaxy robo.
Nipplebot gets a 1.5 from me.
I'll go with a 1.
And
how bad is it?
1.17.
Good. 1.17.
No,
technically, it's
countdown.
1.6, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. 8 sixes and then a 7.
Okay, what
so
about this other Rubit?
Oh, my God. The other guy? Holy fuck.
I'm digging on the other guy.
He gets a 3.5 from me.
I'm at like 3.8. I'm not quite thinking that he's great, but he's definitely one of the cooler designs we've seen.
It's definitely getting, like, way closer to, like, actual standard of what we're used to with the Zords.
3.6.
Okay.
Oh, so you got to be that dickhead on the Price is Right and go right over, barely over
I'm
me.
I'm getting in between somewhere.
Yeah, I know. The goddamn repeating decimals. 3.63.
All right.
3.63.
All right. Now, because the way the show works, at the end of that, we usually, because these things don't take that long, we've been doing an extra little segment.
Oh, boy.
And seeing as how we didn't get a topic from last time, the last two times anyway.
Well, I had a couple topics, but because we've ran into this, we are going to showcase some of the other Rangers that we have found.
Yeah, the other country Sentai that we've I've
this is just a test. We're going to go through some costumes, and we're going to make some remarks.
And I think, it looks like I did get 4 of each, so that's good.
And then if this turns out decent here, we will, of course, start going over these guys as well. So.
And I do have a bit of notes to go over for each one, so.
You ready to start?
Yeah.
Armor Hero China 1.
Yeah, the series is called Armored Hero from China. There was 4 different series so far. It started back in 2008 and is still going.
Dude, these guys look sweet.
Yeah, they do. Why the fuck can't we get armors like this here in America?
Way to steal and improve, China.
Yeah, no shit.
Next. Yeah. Oh, wait, I spoke too soon.
God damn
now
it.
Now I don't know what's
going
on.
They're just having a meal, that's all. They're just taking time out to have a meal.
Okay, well, we better get something really close awkward to that first one on the next one.
Next. Okay.
I'm not hating them, but I'm not hating them.
Okay, the first picture was a little misleading, because now that I'm seeing them outside and not photoshopped with flashiness.
Yeah, the first one was like an epic picture of the full...
These guys are not nearly as cool as I was originally hoping.
I think the windmill in the background makes them look a little bit better, too. I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure Shane would be staring intently at that windmill.
He would guess that the windmill's the leader.
No. The windmill looks like a cock sticking out of the ground.
Oh, my God, it does. What the fuck?
So let's go to the last image of
Liam Neeson's
heroes.
Cock strikes again.
Liam Neeson's cock is so big.
How big is it?
It invades parody Ranger shows on the other side of the planet.
Hollywood Babylon. I love you.
Fourth one.
Next.
Is another look of...
Look, there are times these guys look really cool, and there are times they just don't.
This might not be from the same series, too.
Armor Hero.
No, since there's been other seasons and series.
Yeah, but even with other seasons, like every Super Sentai is its own show. If Armor Hero is still Armor Hero, these are Armor Heroes.
But it's been going since 2008, so.
Yeah, but that's like saying just because they add a character to He-Man, it's not the same show anymore. I mean, it is. Next.
All right, now we jump into...
Battle Strike Team Giant Slayer Jusho Zhan Diju.
Aren't these the guys that I found some video on?
Yeah, this is when I think one of our guys mentioned something about Night Rangers or something, and I found this image. But this is also from China and 2012. But yeah, the
China doing what it does best.
The show
violating copyright laws.
The show itself is either called Jushin. Well, what was said?
China don't give a fuck about your system.
But it's got like 3 different tiles that can be used.
Throw it
so.
On the ground.
Yeah.
Next. Cell phone enemy.
Yeah, and look at those.
What the fuck is going on with their putty things?
China, Bill. It's China.
I almost hate these things as much as I hate the B-Men.
Yeah. Those guys were fucking horrible.
Next.
Oh. I guess the inside of their Zord is spacious.
Guessing these Rangers don't have a union. Because they're forced to fucking stand and pilot.
The disembodied voice said that they must work on a game show.
Well, they're driving because I see a steering wheel and stuff like that, so...
Well, at least they don't have a back door that they have to worry about locking.
Are you sure about that? I could see a back door right there.
I said that they have to worry about locking.
All I see here is the top of the stage.
Oh!
Because it's a stage, and you can very obviously tell they're not enclosed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
And, ooh...
That looks pretty fucking sweet right there.
That ain't no fucking joke.
The leader there has a sword.
These guys
holy
look
shit!
Cool.
You know what weapon he's holding? Sword? Do you realize what weapon he's holding?
What?
The Soul Calibur. Look at it.
Kind of, yeah.
Or, well, no. Would it be the Soul Calibur or the Soul Edge? I always get
Calibur.
Confused.
Okay. Edge is the one with the eyeball.
That's right. Okay, yeah. No, no, no. You're right.
Dude, I'm kind of digging on their costumes.
Yeah, they're interesting.
Next.
New series.
This is SFX Fantasy Ray Force Korea. This is a Korean show, then?
This is from South Korea. Okay. It only lasted 2 seasons, 52 episodes total. Has its own Facebook page still.
They look pretty sweet. Kind of
not surprising.
Yeah, but it also has like 3 different names, titles for it as well, but yeah.
Next.
Oh. Oh, that is kind of pimp.
Pretty sweet villain, I'm guessing.
Check out my balls.
Actually, amazingly, I'm thinking Mega Man with this guy. He might be like a fucking space type of enemy, and those are actually supposed to be like gravity. Like he's literally casting gravity like he's in a Final Fantasy.
Or a Chaos Control.
Rangers, look out for his balls!
They are big and heavy.
If you find his balls upon you, say, no, stop, get your balls off me.
The safety word is banana.
How I would handle it.
I'll be sure to have Zordon's head right there near his belt.
Next.
Oh, shit. Cannon enemy.
You might want to step aside,
sir. Oh, he's got that Black Ranger syndrome.
Oh, shit.
Fuck's sakes.
Next. We are now... Oh, same one, right? Yeah, this is just like their logo.
Yeah, this is a logo with a few...
Dude, their fucking Zord looks like a Gundam!
Holy shit!
Look at that thing!
Dude, these guys would be fucking awesome!
Next.
Oh, here we go, the new one.
New, we are in Spheres Trinity. This is Indonesian?
Yep, it was a web series.
Okay, okay.
Well, that would explain the Twitter and Facebook all over their logos.
Yeah. But this was only web series, so...
All right, next.
Yay, more of their logos. I mean, I guess you get a Ranger,
unfortunately, that's
but...
mostly what I was able to find for it.
Oh, just logos, no
mostly
actual
logos.
Picks.
Next. Maybe it was just one guy. Maybe it was kind of like an Ultraman kind of idea. Like one, like Kamen Rider type of deal. One hero.
Well, it might be. I don't know.
Well, I mean, she's probably a villain. Next, and all I've seen is the one.
There we go.
Okay, well, here's some multiples. Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking she was a villain because I don't see her here. I think these are the heroes.
No, that's her right there at the end standing next to the chick in the red skirt.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Okay.
I think that's them standing next to their shit because, look, yellow-wearing chick with a yellow suit.
Okay.
Dude with a red shirt next to a red fucking Ranger. Orange-looking shirt next to an orange fucking Ranger. The fact that this bitch is in a plaid fucking skirt and a white shirt with no purple standing next to a purple Ranger makes no fucking sense to me.
Is there purple on her skirt? In the plaid?
Possibility, but again, and you know I'm fucking blind as a bat.
Well,
all I can
I
make
know.
Out is general shapes and colors anymore.
I'm kind of digging on it, I guess. You know what they remind me of more than Rangers, though? They look like something out of Legend of Dragoon. Like they should turn into that and have wings.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that, yeah.
With it being a web series, it wouldn't be too out of the...
Coming soon in 2013, episode 3.
Next.
All right.
This is Sport Ranger. This is Thailand.
We've already had 3 Sport Rangers, though.
Oh,
wait, Thailand. Okay, yeah right.
This premiered on August 6, 2006. Second season premiered February 5th, 2012. There's 2 seasons only.
Took them 6 years to make another season?
Seth.
Something.
You know, let's say that our audience says, guys, you should review those dudes too. We have literally scratched the surface with our fingernails of the Sentai reviews.
Yeah,
We're talking trying to dig our way out of the coffin with only our fingernails.
And
we're going to
be still scratching. 6 feet of dirt.
And every year, every country adds more Sentai on top of us. It's like a dump truck dumping dirt into the grave that we're trying to claw out of.
Tonka truck.
Until we get to the one where they start dumping cement.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's try and take a look at the weapons or sports things. It looks
okay,
like
look. One of them's got a soccer ball. The other one's got one of those stupid fucking, like, highlights.
He has a boxing glove. The red. Yeah.
Blue, I have no fucking idea.
What the fuck does the pink have?
It looks like a fucking whip.
A whip? The green
or
looks
a
like
boomerang.
A...
What the fuck sport is a whip?
The green looks like it's a tennis racket.
It might
racket.
Be that fucking ribbon thing.
Racket. Green is a tennis racket. Yellow has some sort of a ball.
Yeah, it
blue,
looks like a
I
soccer
can't
ball.
See anything.
Neither can I.
Okay, so red's a boxer. Yellow has something to do with a ball. This green guy plays tennis. Next. That didn't help.
That didn't
that's
help.
One of the enemies, I guess. It's a big frog.
Or it's their alpha.
Next.
Out of context.
That didn't really help us either.
A bit of the costume, a little detail, but...
Next.
Oh, here's the second season.
Okay, so he got even bigger boxing gloves.
Yeah, kind of mechanized.
Yeah.
She... Okay, they're juggling pins now. Yeah, that's what she has now.
Yeah.
Green still has
she's
his tennis
probably
racket.
A fucking gymnastic thing.
Green's
that was
a girl?
One of those ribbons.
Wait, what is that? I can't
yeah.
tell.
Green's a girl.
They
pink's
all
girl.
Have that weird bra thing on, though.
The pink one,
yeah.
The pink one definitely okay. looks like a girl.
Pink one is definitely a girl.
Blue,
oh,
maybe.
Let's just look for the skirt.
Oh,
the
yeah,
blue
skirts,
and the pink.
Duh.
Blue and the pink. Hoop-a-derp-derp. How long have we fucking been doing this now?
For too many goddamn years.
Now we're the fucking noobs of the fucking Sentai review circuit all of a sudden. Been here for like a fucking 2 years.
I'm guessing maybe blue and green are like a team on tennis. Maybe.
Actually.
And yellow might be football. Hmm. To catch, you know.
Next.
Oh, next one.
Oh, this is, okay, I'm going to make Zydo the Space Sheriffs, the Philippines.
Yeah. Why isn't Shane here to butcher names?
Well, actually,
I'm pretty sure I got that right.
This one,
I know, but
this
we
one,
need Shane for this.
This one also has three different names. Mostly the sub-name has been changed.
Okay.
The Space Police is one of them.
Right.
The Space Sheriffs, and another name that is butchering. But it is from the Philippines. This is a spin-off of a Japanese Metal Hero series, Space Sheriff Shader. And this series ran from September 2007 to February 2008.
Is this their costumes? Because if so, I'm not digging this at all. There's something about Rangers not wearing helmets that I do not dig.
I don't know. I'm still lost at the fact that Scotty just said a fucking, like, she sells seashells by the seashore type of fucking tongue twister
Space
to describe
Sheriff
one of the
Shader.
Fucking names.
But
I'm like, the fuck? Who thought that was a great idea for a name?
The girls look like something out of a 70s Bond movie. Next. I don't like your fucking Dead Space helmet at all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why did you do that to me, game?
What?
Fucking review thing.
Hmm?
He looks a little bit like Danzeba.
Oh, god damn it. Why'd you have to say that?
Do you see it?
Yes.
Evil Zone.
Son of a bitch. I'm wondering if they just straight ripped that shit off.
Go to next.
Next. Oh, and that looks like Blue Danzeba.
Yeah, they straight ripped the shit off.
You motherfuckers. I like that game.
And now you're making us hate
something
those
about
costumes.
Seeing it live. I'm going to grab that game real quick so I can look at this picture.
Oh, my fucking God. And the fact that the dumbass is running around with the fucking badge makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, I know he was a fucking space cop. But the people can't hear you say that he was a fucking space cop.
Townsend. Okay.
Danzebar. And you know what he was? He was a space cop. He was a Power Rangers-inspired space cop.
For an old-style fucking
fighter. And he had three different costumes. Red, blue, and then a grayish-white.
Yep.
Go to next.
No. I played the game. Remember, we were going to do a fucking review on it.
Next.
Oh, look.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
While he's putting that up, hop up and hit next.
This opened up a...
Because we need a fucking new show to watch, because dear God.
Well, this was the last one.
And we were bitching about China and their fucking copyright laws. Oh, my God.
This was the last one.
They made the Danzebar show.
Yeah, this was the last one.
Jesus.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, maybe Scott will put something in there, but for those of you that are on the radio, we probably should have tried to explain some of these guys. I didn't really think about that, because now kind of customary that you're going to have to look it up to actually see what we were talking about.
Or you could pop over to the YouTube.
But, though... Yeah. That last show kind of has my mind fucked up, that they basically stole the three Danzebar costumes and made a show.
Yeah. Which, by the way, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, there's an old game for the PlayStation called Evil Zone that was essentially an anime fighter. They had, like, a Sailor Moon type of character, a Power Rangers type of character, like, your typical fucking, like, witch type of character, like... Oh, my God.
All right, so let's try this real quick. Armor Hero, explain.
There's too much
detail.
There's
a gray dude whose armor kind of resembles almost like a rhino type thing that's going on, the best way I can explain it. I guess you could compare his armor to the knight dude in Mystic Force. That's what their armors remind me of, is that dude that was the knight in the Mystic Force.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, I will agree with that.
That's the best way I can explain these guys. One's blue, kind of gives me a Beetle idea. Like, he looks a lot like Blue Beetle, actually. One's kind of gives me a rhino feeling. And the last one, I get a tiger kind of impression off of him. Now, this Battle Strike team is probably the coolest one in terms of what we just saw. They're green, sky blue, red, yellow. I don't know what that color on the end is. I think it's green. No.
Gray.
It's gray, and then the dude in the back is purple.
And then we got a red.
They look really cool. They look basically like your custom, normal, everyday Rangers, except for their suits have like this, almost like what you see on like Dynasty Warriors when you're playing. Their armor has all like the gold emblems and shit.
Yeah, I was like, about to say like, which one was it? God damn it, Mystic Force or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. Like, I think they were the coolest.
Anybody who remembers that fucking costume, it's kind of those.
Not going to go into great detail here unless we actually come back to talk about all of these.
Yeah.
The next one that
the
we had here.
Guys.
Yeah, we probably had to go off the first one.
Oh, these costumes are really hard to explain. They almost look like Psycho Ranger villains. At least this red one does, that we had in our series. They look very close to the Psycho Rangers, actually. Very close.
Yeah, they look more like villains from a Power Rangers series than a hero team.
Right. They look like they would have been a villain team. And there's red, yellow, and red.
Yellowish gold?
Orange.
Sure. Okay. Oh, and they have a fucking Gundam.
Yeah.
A Gundam Zord.
Green-eyed fucking Gundam.
And Spheres Trinity.
Okay, I mentioned the Spheres Trinity guys. They look like Legend of Dragoon.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, like they look very much like they were people, and then they're fighting, and then their chest lights up, and they get crazy sweet armor, and they do
Except
Dragoon
stuff. Except for Purple, who looks like an uber armored version of Ivy in that one picture.
I don't know. She gives me a Kane impression, like if Kane would have been female and used the Ivy sword.
Well, yeah, it's kind of true.
And she still looks a lot like Rosa from Legend of Dragoon.
Yeah.
That's what I get out of these guys. They look very Dragoon to me.
The red one almost kind of looks like fucking Guyver a little bit.
He would have been here. Those would have been his favorite. Next.
The Sport Rangers.
The Sport Ranger guys. I don't dig them at all. They all wear sports bra, like armored sports bras. They all have shoulder pads. Then they wear belts.
And then don't they have something with their boots?
They're yellow, blue, red, pink, and green.
For the first set.
And they don't seem to have boots. They have knee pads and shoes, which is really
offsetting.
Oh, no,
they've got shin guards.
Right. No, look, see, knee pads?
Yeah.
Shoes.
Knee pads, shoes.
Oh, that's just black for the jumpsuit. That's right, duh.
Yeah.
See?
No, I know, because I was seeing the black on the blue, and then I had to stop and look at, like, the pink and green's asses to be like,
that's really,
oh, yeah,
really
right.
Offsetting to me that we've been through this many Rangers, and for them just to wear shoes is really bizarre to me.
But the second set of this is a bit different.
Second set?
From the...
Yeah, because then there's...
I still
the fucking...
see shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes? Knee
yeah,
pads.
Shoes, knee pads.
Hand pads.
A belt.
A belt and armor sports bras with shoulder pads.
And their helmets, because they're at least smart enough to wear fucking helmets.
Next, guys. And Sheriff dudes, Danze Ba's.
Yep.
Yeah.
All three costumes of Danze Ba. Okay. That was them. Those were the...
Other country Sentais.
Yes.
That we've been able to find so far.
I'm sure there's a lot more.
Yeah, oh, no yeah. shit.
I mean, what we covered was China, South Korea, Indonesia, Thailand,
and
Philippines.
The fucking Philippines, which were the biggest fucking thieves of them all. Which is goddamn surprising.
And it wouldn't be surprised if there's more countries out there that did do other Sentai.
Like I said, I did the fucking copyright thing, knowing China's copyright laws. Holy shit.
Well, I'll say that everything is inspired. And I mean, yes, I guess you could say, you know, copyright this and they stole that or they did that. But really, I mean, that's like saying that Avatar should not have been allowed to be made because it's basically an anime that wasn't produced in Japan. Because it's built, functions, and uses the art style of an anime, but it's a Korean cartoon. But it's just inspired by anime.
Yeah, I was about
so,
to
I mean,
say.
These are just heroes inspired by Power Rangers. It's inspired by a Japanese thing, but...
Yeah, but considering the fact that they literally ripped off fucking evils, like...
That one is a little questionable.
Yeah.
As soon as I caught it, I was like, holy shit, that is Danze Ba.
Yeah, like I said, when it comes right down to it, China's copyright laws, because when it comes down to fair use and that shit, the copyright law and fair use always refers back to the originating country.
Yeah, but then China did the hero.
Fuck the original.
No, China did this hero one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. They were the ones that were like...
And China did the Battle Strike Team, which is easily the coolest.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. They were like some of the most original when it comes right down to it.
I don't know, those look like they could have easily been in our Power Rangers, the Battle Strike Team.
That's true, but you know what I mean.
Korea, not so much. I think Korea would have been bad guys in our series.
Yeah.
Trinity should have been in a video game to the sequel of Legend of Dragoon. Which that was Indonesia. Thailand
just
was the sports. And yeah,
Thailand seemed
cares?
Like very weak knockoffs of Power Rangers to me.
It looked more like a fan film.
And the Philippines, they fucking hired Danze Ba three times. Okay. That was our Sentai episode for the day. Hey guys, let us know if you want to, if you want us to cover these guys. Just say so. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.